Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Thank you for being here today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Lissa Figgins. Thank you for being on with me today.
Hey, thanks so much, Christina. I appreciate the opportunity.
So let me tell you a little bit about Lissa. As a wellness consultant, her mission is to help busy women prioritize their wellness with a simple three-step plan so that they can finally turn knowing into doing. I love this. She brings over 20 years of experience educating others to help create true lifestyle change. So I'm so excited to have her on. All right, I got great questions for you today. I'm going to go ahead and just dive on in.
My first one
for you is, why is prioritizing your wellness as a parent important?
That is a great question, because I think it's something that we really need to start with before we get into tips and ideas of what to do. It starts with deciding that it's important, right? And when you know that something is a priority and is important, then you know there's value to it. It doesn't just feel like something extra. So I want to use the example real quickly of being on an airplane. Think about the last time you're on an airplane and the stewardess was up front. They were giving you all those instructions for what to do in case of X, Y, and Z that we hope doesn't happen, right? And one of the things they always say is that if the cabin pressure decreases, these oxygen masks are going to come down from the compartment above. And here's the key. What do they tell you to do? They tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first, and then put the oxygen mask on your child or the person next to you. And, you know, oftentimes we're not always paying attention when they're giving all these instructions, but when you think about it, it really makes sense, because an oxygen deprived person is no good to the people that are sitting next to them on the plane, right? Like, you're not going to be able to help anybody, right? Okay, so that makes sense. And okay, we've listened to those instructions, but then why do we as parents think, well, I can just do all the things for everybody else and not take care of myself and be health deprived and think that I'm going to be able to be, you know, of help to them? It's not that we can't do anything, but we're really going to be lacking in a lot of areas. And I like to say an unhealthy parent, an unhealthy woman, an unhealthy person is really no good to anyone, including to herself. So, you know, I think it's that important value piece that it needs to come down to. This is what sets the stage for everything else, right?
Absolutely. And I love your mission and what you're going for, because I see parents burning out left and right. And now with the pandemic, it has gotten worse. Now we have more multitasking happening and the burnout is extreme. So that brings me my next question for you, because what do you find gets in the way of people doing this?
You know, I think there are a lot of things that we say get in the way. You know, how many times have you said, oh, if I only had time, if I only had the money, if I only had the motivation, then I would do something, right? Or we say, well, when my kids get older, then I'll take care of myself. Or when my kids go to school, or when, you know, when I'm not working anymore, you know, so we use things like our kids, our spouse, our job, our business, you know, maybe even volunteering, you know, something that we're involved in that we feel like is just taking away. We say that's the reason, but really, I think we come down to it. It's really a choice, right? We've really chosen to put those other things at the top of the list and to put ourselves at the end. And I have yet to meet someone who at the end of the day really feels like, yeah, I had a whole lot of time, money, and energy left over today that I had no idea what to spend it on, right? Maybe I'll spend it on myself. Like, that leftover is not going to be there at the end. So what I like to do is say, okay, how can we then put it at the beginning, right? And so maybe that takes like getting up, you know, a little bit earlier than your kids, just so that you can get that in before everything else. Because what happens when you kind of tie those two things together, the priority as well as what's getting in the way, those excuses that get in that gap, I think that when we do prioritize our wellness, we end up having more time, we end up having more resources that we can invest in things, we end up having more motivation, because we feel better and because we've already invested that in us. And so now we have more to give, right? Have you ever found that to be true?
It's absolutely true. And as a parent myself, and for, I'm sure, the community, I'm speaking for many of us, we don't do that as parents. We prioritize our children first instead of ourselves. And just like the oxygen mask you were talking about, you know, you want to put that oxygen mask on your child first because that's your instinctive thing to do. But really, we need to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of our children. And but it's so hard to do. So I think it's a mindset shift that we really need to change. And some of that's probably due to society saying, you know, you got to put your kids first. And I mean, we do, we want to put our kids a high, high priority, obviously. But if you don't take care of yourself, then it ends up trickling down that you're not going to be the most impactful parent you can.
Right. So, and we're not setting a good example for our kids either, right? If our kids see that mom is always frazzled and mom is always exhausted and mom is always, you know, they're like, I don't want to be like that. Or they just think that's how it is, right? And then that cycle continues. You know, or you have the mom who's just so tired, she can't even think straight or can't, you know, play with her kids. So she just puts them in front of a screen all day long, right? Like when you talk about making an impact in our kids' lives, that's not the kind of impact that I want to have, you know, in the way that we spend time. So, you know, I think it really shows them that example and shows them that they're a priority because we're making ourselves a priority so that we can make them a priority, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah. And you know, one thing I want to point out to parents that you just mentioned, I think is really important, is that you are modeling it, good wellness and care for yourself for your kids. Because what happens is when that frazzled parent you're speaking of, they end up having frazzled children because the children think that that's how they should be. Like, I need to do everything because that's what we do. And so we are models. We are role models for our children in ways that we don't necessarily always realize. And that is definitely one aspect. And so just remember, parents, those little eyes, they are watching. And so are the teenager eyes too. They may act like they're not paying attention to you, but they are.
They are. One other thing that I find too is it's usually not knowing more. Usually we know everything we should be doing, right? We know we should drink more water. We know we should eat healthy fruits and veggies and not the junk. We know we should get more sleep. We know we should exercise and move our body. We know we should manage stress. Like, really, I find that most of my conversations with my clients are not around knowing what to do. So there's that gap between the knowing and the doing, and that's where those excuses are, right? And so it's removing those, like you said. That's why you're right. It is a mindset thing. It's a decision that this is a priority. And so I'm going to remove those excuses and make that gap smaller between what I know and what I do, right?
Yeah. So how do you help women stay consistent with making those healthy choices?
You know, I think consistency is a key thing. And I always like to tell my clients, this is about progression, not perfection. Because as parents, especially with social media, you know, we see these images of these perfect parents, right, who have everything together and they're sitting in the bathtub having their spa night, you know, we're like, I can't even get time for that, right? We all know that that's a highlight reel that they're showing us. But, you know, so it's about moving in that direction. So the first thing is to help them make that priority shift, right? And to say, this is important and I need to intentionally create time and space for this. You know, so when somebody says, I never have time for this, okay, let's look at your schedule, let's look at your day, and let's see when we could put some of these things in. And maybe it's going to mean that you get up a little bit earlier, right, to put that in. And so it may be hard those first few mornings when the alarm goes off and you're like, I just want to roll back over. I do not want to get up and, you know, do whatever those things were. But, you know, so it may be something like that. I like to, you know, like talk about, it's just one body loving choice after the next. You know, what I like to say is I come along on the journey with my clients to help them create a plan to just, let's take the next step. Let's take the next step. And really it's about, what are you doing right now? What's working and what's not working? Because we're all starting in different places, right? And we all have different places we want to go. And so it really takes knowing where we are, where we want to be, and then what is an improvement going to be for you? And then together we do that. I think that accountability piece is what's the key, because left to ourselves, what happens? It's very easy to just get lazy and, you know, turn around and go back to the car or lay down and take a nap, right? Or whatever it is if we're on the trail. But, you know, the same thing happens in our health as well. I think we need people alongside. So we have that consistent communication and accountability as we're going, not in somebody that's like making you feel bad, but just encouraging you and cheering for you when you have those little wins and helping you keep going and committing, staying committed to yourself and what you decided you wanted to do, right, to make wellness a priority.
Thank you for joining me today. I really hope that you guys take advantage of this amazing opportunity. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources. Or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.